As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's bring in Sean Salisbury, morning host of The Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. All right, so what is going on with Deshaun? Is he injured, or why would he not be going to Green Bay?
Well, Dan, because the distraction of not playing, and he doesn't want to play for them right now. I asked Charles Robinson yesterday. I'm sure you guys saw him. The door is still open, Dan. They are going to visit this while a lot of us have it deadbolted and slammed shut. But between now and the time the season starts, if the commissioner doesn't come out, if there's no legal implication and there's no restrictions on playing, they're going to visit this and see if Deshaun Watson, some point in time, he probably doesn't need a lot of reps. He knows this offense with Tim Kelly. So why he's not going is he's not going to play. So why take him? I don't think he's injured. If it was, it was minor. Dan, I think this comes down to sitting down. If Deshaun Watson decided between now and then, the start of the season, I want to play for the Texans. This is where I want to be. If he did that, Dan, for this year, and the talk is, unless there's some federal felony indictment on him, a felony indictment, that the commissioner's not going to make a decision anytime soon on the information and the commissioner's exempt list. So if he can play and there is no restrictions other than the optics of the legal stuff, why wouldn't you play him? The question is, will Deshaun say, yes, I'll go all Aaron Rodgers on you, be talked into playing, and we'll deal with this in January or February? Because right now, they're not going to play him. But I can tell you this, if he's able to play, why the hell wouldn't you play the best guy instead of have him in shorts and a T-shirt during the games on the sideline? We know he wants to get paid.
But also, how can you put together a trade proposal if you're one of these teams? Let's say you're the Eagles, you're the Dolphins, Denver. You don't know when he's available, and it feels like the Texans aren't taking any kind of secondary deals, that they want top end return on Watson.
And they should, man. They should want top end return because before the legal stuff kicked in, this is one of the three best assets in the National Football League. Just was. And he instantly makes your team better. Now, with that, in mind, I'm not getting 25 cents or 50 cents on the dollar for him. And the stuff I can control is communicating with him, seeing if he wants to play, dealing with the football stuff, the commissioner and the legal stuff. That's out above their pay grade. So let's see what happens. But if you're the Texans, you say, well, listen, he's under contract. He's not going anywhere as long as we got him under contract. So he either wants to play if he can, there's no restrictions, or he doesn't. So we'll keep him here and then we'll watch teams like the Giants or the Eagles or the Broncos, or if the Vikings flounder this year, 6-7 teams get into the mix. And you know this, Dan, the more that's involved, the more draft picks are going to get, the more first rounders are going to get. His value will definitely be higher. I don't think missing a season is going to say, well, Deshaun can't play football anymore. So if you're Nick Caserio, you're not just going to give him away, and I wouldn't either. You hold the cards. Nobody else does right now. Maybe the NFL, and depending on the legal side, but I'm not giving him away either. I don't have to do anything. I covered myself with Tyrod Taylor. So it's going to be on Deshaun Watson, whether he wants to play or not, because somewhere, somehow, desperation's the only thing that would make a team right now, Dan. Like if you got a Jalen Hurts hurt in preseason, or you didn't think he could play, you say, oh my gosh, let's just do it because eventually Deshaun Watson's going to play anyway. So let's just take the chance so we can get through the legal stuff. Desperation will be the only way they make a trade right now.
How do you broach the Kirk Cousins topic without making it political?
Are we talking about
He doesn't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah. Dan, I understand the side of people saying as a player that it's selfish because you got other people's careers, wins and losses on your shoulders. I do get that. And if I was a player, I'd probably think the same way. But I also, when you step outside, and how can it not be political, Dan? We've turned a vaccine into Republicans versus Democrats, conservative versus liberal, which is crazy because both sides get it and both sides don't. I've always been a guy that say you should have the choice, but that's different in your personal life because your personal life ceases to exist just by you when you cross the line and 53 other players in an organization and wins and losses and their paychecks are on the line. It's a tough decision. If Kirk Cousins doesn't get vaccinated, it's not like I wouldn't hang around. I'm not going to be his friend. If Kirk Cousins does get vaccinated, it'll tell you that he's taking more responsibility for the team. But I refuse to tell anybody how to run their life because I don't know what their health is or what the downfall is or for their health or what goes on in their family or their religious beliefs. I can tell you this, though. You have to keep in mind that it's more than one person in mind. It's not just you and your family. You're talking about guys that are relying on their paychecks and wins and losses, and part of that falls on Kirk Cousins' shoulder. But I'm not telling him if he should get it or not. That's going to be him and his family to decide.
You're in Texas. I'm curious how big the Dak Prescott situation is. That this is a little trickier, that this isn't, you know, we moved on from the ankle. It's not the shoulder itself. And here they are contacting the Texas Rangers staff on, did they face any of these kind of injuries with some of their pitchers? Is this something, nothing?
Oh. I'm concerned, Dan. I don't trust when it comes to pro sports and doctors or coaches talking to me about injuries. I don't trust any of them. Not that they're trying to hide, but I don't trust any of them telling me and you one thing and not knowing, because first off, you're not going to panic a fan base if you're really, really worried and say, man, we're concerned about Dak. Well, he's getting reps and we're watching his reps. Anytime it comes to that part of the body on a quarterback, Dan, of course I'm concerned, especially when he's been out for this time and hadn't thrown a lot of balls during his time when he was rehabbing his lower half injury. So yeah, I'm concerned. And they're reaching out to others, which tells me maybe they don't know what's happening in-house. The Cowboys cannot win a division without him playing. With him, they're going to be one of the five best offenses in the league as long as health exists. So you're damn right I'm concerned, because the defense is trying to scramble around and play well, and there's a lot of talk in Texas. And I think people think, well, it's early in camp. We'll poo-poo it away. He's going to be okay. But when it's talking to that, I think there's deeper reason for concern for Dak Prescott than not, because you know how I feel about him. I think he's a hell of a player. But I know damn well that without him, the Dallas Cowboys become just a team, because he's not just a guy. He's one of the guys.
These max contracts for quarterbacks, Josh Allen just got paid. We're waiting to see what happens with Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. But why is it that Josh Allen just signed his extension? That means Lamar Jackson has to make more, and then Baker Mayfield has to make more. At some point, can't you just say, hey, Baker, you're not $42 million a year guy. You're just not. We're going to give you 35 years for $150. I hope you enjoy it. Like, there has to be some kind of financial sanity here that Baker Mayfield is not better than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But if he signs last out of these three, then is he going to make the most out of this three?
Dad, you're exactly right. You're worth the line in the sand of this where there is some financial responsibility. Listen, of those quarterbacks you just mentioned, the guy who's progressed in every aspect of this game the most is Josh Allen. There is no question about it. And he has elevated his play. Lamar's still working on his passing game. Baker's still putting another back-to-back season together. What happens is the pecking order, Dan, and you know this, a lot of times it's not the best guy. It's the timing of it, yeah. Whether it's Dak Prescott during his injury needed to happen and how desperate your franchise is. Now, listen, I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a hell of a year. But today, if you said, Sean, who's getting paid more? Josh Allen deserves more. But, Dan, let's say they wait as the season goes on and Mayfield throws for 4,300, 35 touchdowns, 8 picks, and they win the division. Guess who's going to make that kind of money? Baker Mayfield is. So this is a monster year, and with Lamar, same way. They're both going to hover in that $40 million range. Neither one of them, even though he's got an MVP, Lamar's game still has to expand in the passing game, but a dynamic talent. Baker is elevated. The people in Cleveland love him, and it doesn't matter what you and I think. It matters to Stefanski in the front office, Cleveland, love him more than somebody else does or don't love him as much. You're looking in the next 7, 8, 9 months, those three guys in that draft are all going to make 40 plus or in that range. But the key is the season. If Baker wants to bypass, it's just not automatic because you're the next guy, you get paid. You got to pay the best guy. But if Baker has a great season and Lamar, Dan, you're going to be looking at guys that will hover around Josh Allen, if not more, that $150 million guaranteed. It's called playing the most important and the toughest position in the world right now in sports. And those franchises believe in the guys, and all three of them have made elevation. Josh is the best of the three right now. Baker not far behind, and obviously the most dynamic talent with his legs and his ability is Lamar Jackson.
If the Chargers and Rams were a stock, which one would you buy?
Oh, gosh, that's a heck of a question. I think Matt Stafford's a sneaky MVP candidate. I don't even know if that's sneaky.
Yeah, not sneaky anymore.
Yeah. I don't think it's sneaky because we know he can rip it. I would probably, if you tell me short-term stock, Dan, Rams. Longer-term stock, I'm going like 3 years or more, 2 years or more. I'm taking the Chargers because I believe Herbert is really, really special and they've got a roster. I think the Rams have a window, but that window isn't going to stay open long. We've seen it in the Seattles and Washington, and injuries come into play. This year, I'll take the Rams. 2 years from now, I'll take the Chargers. So short-term, long-term investments, I got the Rams this year because I think that they are one of the big challengers to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC. And if Stafford's upright the whole season with Sean McVay, he's going to look around saying, I can't believe I'm on a team that actually has a chance to win for the first time in his career every week.
How many teams do you think have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl?
Legitimate chance? Well, we know Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo are the top three for me. I would say anytime Russ Wilson or Aaron Rodgers are your quarterbacks, you got a legitimate shot. The best roster is, if the quarterback position is settled, is San Francisco. I love their roster and when they're healthy. And then some sneaky ones, if you want to call them, the Cleveland Browns roster in the AFC. If Baker Mayfield plays like we talked about to get that $42, $43 million, the Browns will win that division. Their roster is stacked. But the question is, do they believe it? Can they believe it? Can they take the next step? Probably, Dan, half dozen legitimate, because there's some teams that are on the cusp. While I like Seattle, I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team, even though I mentioned Russ Wilson. Green Bay's defense got to continue to elevate. I'm not sure that Pittsburgh's back yet, depending on what happens with Najee Harris in the run game. Probably six, and then probably a legitimate 4 or 5. And all of them have one thing in common. The quarterback is a guy who can carry a team for a month or a month and a half.
Always great to talk to you, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Great talking to you. Thanks for having me on, guy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I was looking at the over-unders. McLovin, you sent this to me. The team that's getting the most action in the offseason here on bets.
It's impossible to predict. Nobody could possibly get this.
Okay. This is the team that has... Yes, Paulie?
I'm going to wait. I want to hold my pick. I think okay. I have a guess.
Okay. This is the team that's receiving the most action right now in Vegas over under. And this is for over win. And then there's a team, most bets right now that this team will finish under their projected win total. Anybody want to start with the guessing of this team, the most bets for over their projected win total? Yes, Todd?
I'm going to say New England is being underestimated, okay. So someone jumping on that.
All right. McLovin?
I already know. So, okay. And it's so weird that it's stuck in my mind.
Seton O'Connor?
The Browns?
Browns. Paulie?
The Chargers.
The Lions.
Oh.
The Lions at over 5. most money. But keep in mind that most of the money is coming from the state of Michigan. That the bettors in Michigan always do this with their teams. They always think the positive, the glass is half full, not half empty. The most action on under a projected win total. And I will give you the win total to see if that helps you out. 8.5 wins for this team. Paulie?
I think I have it because I think this team was at 9 a couple days ago, and this is a team I would bet the under if I were betting. I suggest this anyway, the New Orleans Saints.
All right. Fritzy?
I'm going to say the New York Jets.
All right. No, the Jets aren't at 8.5. The win total was 8.5.
Yeah, but I thought we were guessing what team we think are going to be under 8.5 wins.
Well, there's going to be a lot of teams under 8.5 wins. No, this team, its projected win total is 8.5.
So the Jets,
you have to guess the team. The Jets are under 6.
Okay.
So we take them out.
Okay.
You know how this works. I gave you their win total.
Yeah.
What's the team? Never mind.
I don't know.
McLovin.
I got to admit, I have no idea what's happening
either.
I'm
confused by this question.
Okay.
What we just did before was guessing a team, and now we're not guessing a team.
That was the over. This team is going to go over. All the money is on this team to go over their win total, and it was the Lions at 5.
So what you're saying is the idea that the Jets could do that is so absurd, Todd shouldn't say it?
No.
Or
this team's projected win total is 8.5.
So we should have the list of teams in front of us that are at that number?
No, I just...
I think what you're trying to say is, if I could help, that the Jets would not be a team that would be worthy of 8.5 wins, so why guess the Jets?
Is that what you're saying? Because I thought they have these high expectations that they're going to have a great season.
Their win total is 6.
Okay.
So they're not at 8.5. This team is at 8.5. How about I take out the win total?
Can you give me all the teams that are at 8.5?
No, I don't have that.
Then...
All right. Go, McLovin.
I have them. The Cardinals, the Washington football team, the Denver Broncos, and I remember that, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is who are people betting the under on?
The under. These teams, the projected win total is 8.5. The most money on this team. Name that team. We did well with the over. I think I confused you with the win total. The Steelers have the most money bet on them being under 8.5.
Wow, they weren't on Andrew's list.
Yeah, they were. They were the last team he said.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Can we start this over? Yes, McLovin.
From a football standpoint, of those teams I read, the Steelers seem like the best team. The Cardinals, the Steelers, Washington, and Denver. Why are people betting? Why would people bet under on the Steelers?
I don't know. You've got a lot of Pittsburgh fans out there. Unless they're anti-Roethlisberger here, I don't know. But 8.5? Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, the Saints' win total is 9, 9.5 for the season. They're expected. They've got a good roster. They're always 10-plus, but Drew Brees isn't there anymore. If the two quarterbacks both don't work out, this could be a messy. That's the one that I would...
Well, then you got the Michael Thomas situation.
Yeah.
You know, are you trading him to Jacksonville? Reunite him with Urban Meyer? The Jags, under 6.5. They have the second most action right now of the unders. The most bet over, we mentioned the Lions at 5, followed by the Broncos over 8.5, and the Eagles over 6.5. Yes, McLovin?
Well, we clearly know Broncos fans are insane. That's been proven day in and day out.
So you think that that's just thinking positive here, and that's why you're going to bet on them being at 8.5?
Yeah, and I'm curious, why would Detroit fans think positively, trend positively? Because they've had years, I'm not saying this to be mean, but they've been losers for years in Detroit for football.
Of all the money bet on the Lions win total, 84% is on the over. More than 90% of the bets on the Lions win total come from the state of Michigan.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Yes, Paulie.
You know, the Lions, though, usually they average about 6.5, 7 wins a season over the past decade.
Yeah. Oh,
they do. Okay. But now they don't have Stafford.
Okay. Yes, Todd, you still seem confused.
I'm starting to finally figure out what's going on. The first half of it made perfect sense. And then I guessed the team, and it's like, but then I felt like I should have had some basic information in front of me of the teams to pick from. That I should have assumed that the Jets couldn't possibly be expected to.
If I just said this team has the most action going under their projected win total,
I would have said the Jets.
Okay.
Because I would think that there's just a lot of high expectations.
But that's where I went.
Browns, Cowboys, Rams, very high
expectations. But that's where I went 8.5, and the Jets aren't 8.5.
I know, but I didn't know what it was for the Jets. I didn't know that they were 6.5 as opposed to 8.5. I don't have that information in front of me, is what I'm saying. I don't know who's got 8.5.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it.
So I guessed a random team that I think has high expectations.
I got it. I got it. You got it.
Now I got it.
Maybe the audience got it. Maybe nobody got it.
It started out. Is it me? I feel like it's that old Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Is it him?
It's me.
It is you.
It's always me.
Yeah. But it could have been on me because I gave you the win total. Maybe that confused.
I'm still, for the rest of the show, I'm just going to say Jets. For whatever.
I'm still not sure why Jets was such a terrible answer.
No, so because their win total is 6.
But why would I know that unless I have that in front of me? I don't know what their plus or minus win total is.
Nobody would think the Jets would be 8.5.
Jet fans are all
no,
all in.
Even the Jets fans would go
in. But wasn't it if it was at 8.5 and you're guessing who the money is to go under that, it would mean they would underperform from that 8.5, so that would be the Jets would be a good guess.
But they're not at 8.5. You have to be at 8.5 that they project your win total. The Jets are at 6.
But how do we know off the top of our head who the 8.5 teams are?
Wait. Yes, McLovin.
Who's at 9.5 right now off the top of your head? Who the hell knows? Nobody.
The Packers.
But Todd just said, I'm hearing a lot of Chiefs, Browns, and Jets. What the
Chiefs,
hell?
The Browns, Cowboys, Jets.
Browns,
Rams.
Cowboys, Jets.
Who are you hearing that? Who are your sources?
Why are we still doing this?
I thought there's like these crazy high expectations. If the Rams or Dallas don't make the Super Bowl, failed
you think
season.
The Jets are that
Jets
good?
Are going to have to win 10 games or a failed season.
No, no one said that.
I think the Jets, Browns, Rams, and Cowboys are expected to do a lot better than they're going to be. And that's what I think. That's my hot take.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
We make way for ESPN senior NBA insider, host of the Woj podcast, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, thanks for joining us. Can you explain what the Supermax rules are? That was there any kind of leverage, or like Luka was getting $207 million no matter what?
That's right, Dan. And what's different about Luka's Supermax off of his rookie extension that, you know, you've seen other rookie extensions and you see the $207 million number or 202 last year, 195, based on where the salary cap is. He's the first player to sign this deal who's already fulfilled the requirements to get the Supermax. So you have to make All-NBA or win MVP. I think it's All-NBA, MVP, or maybe even Defensive Player of the Year. Any combination of those in 2 out of 3 years earns you that 30% of the cap, which takes you from essentially 175 to 207. So Luka's the first one to sign this deal, having already been All-NBA twice. Other great young players, Tatum and Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young, they can earn that $200 million in their deal if they become All-NBA twice. Luka's the first one who's already done it at 22 years old twice before he signed the contract.
Why did everybody jump on Mark Cuban's jet and go to Slovenia for the signing, including Jason Kidd? If it's a foregone conclusion, like, did they have to massage him a little bit, nurture him a little bit here?
I think it's just a sign of respect of what he means to that organization, that they would come and do it collectively and, formally present it to him. There was going to be a press conference later today in Slovenia, but I think it's just because of who he is, what he means to the organization. You know, we're not going to do anything but be buttoned up, come see you, present it, tell you what you mean to us, and have him sign the contract.
I wonder, and as many people as you talk to, can the Mavs build a championship team around Luka? And if so, how do you do that?
Well, that you certainly can build one around him. There's no question. This is a future MVP in the league, probably multiple MVPs before he's done. I think the progress of Kristaps Porzingis and his health, I think mentally just, I think embracing that role alongside Luka, how this goes now with Jason Kidd, those are going to be really important factors. And they traded for Porzingis with the idea that this was going to be, you know, a legit number two co-star, and health has played a lot of has been a lot of the factor of why he's not been as effective. They need him to get healthy But certainly they need more. They're not there yet. They've been knocked out in the first round twice by the Clippers. But Luka's 22 years old, and we can look at the progression of other great players in the league. You know, Giannis, the struggles he went through, finally winning it at 26, right, this year?
Yeah.
So it's not probably next year. It's not the year after. I think we see how these things evolve. You know, it is rare that you're going to win a title with your best player at 22, 23, 24, even when it's someone of the talent of Luka Doncic.
Are the Lakers done with moves?
Well, I think certainly significant moves. I think there's still some room to add another veteran minimum player to their roster. But this is largely the team they'll have, and you saw them go out in free agency because of the Westbrook trade and trading essentially 3-for-1 in that deal, losing Caruso to the Bulls. You know, they had to fill out their roster, and you kind of saw a combination of some players who had been there before, older. You know, they get a couple four men, and Carmelo Anthony, Trevor Ariza come there. Dwight Howard comes back as a center for them, and then a couple younger guards, Malik Monk, Kendrick Nunn comes from Miami. So, like, when you're the Lakers, you can get some guys to take that veteran minimum deal, you know, who might be able to make a little bit more elsewhere, but you go there on a one-year deal, you have a chance to win a championship, you can increase your value, and I think that's what a couple of those guys are counting on.
What do you think the league reaction is to what the Lakers did?
Listen, I think the people know that the Lakers, you know, were formidable last year. They'll be formidable again. Health is going to play a big part in this. And regardless of the role players around their stars, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, you know, listen, health played a huge part in why that team got knocked out. And they lost to a very good Phoenix team. And who knows, maybe at full strength, Phoenix still wins that series. We won't know. But certainly LeBron now, past, I think he'll be 37, right, in the playoffs next year.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis coming off of a significant injury. Keeping those guys healthy is, you saw it last year in the postseason, and you saw the teams, Milwaukee, for the most part, was able to stay healthy. They did lose DiVincenzo. You know, health played a huge factor, I think, when there was just such attrition around the league coming off of in that condensed schedule. And I'm sure that'll be the case next year, but this is an LA team, especially because of LeBron's age. You've got to go for it every year. And now they bring in Russell Westbrook, who is going to bring a lot to that team. They still have to surround that group with shooting. That's not what Russ does. Russ is not going to be a catch and shoot guy when the double teams, when LeBron kicks it out. Russ is going to still attack the rim. And so it's a different dynamic for them.
What about Dennis Schroeder, who turned down that extension, and now there's a report this morning that maybe he'll sign with the Celtics? Could the Lakers have done a sign and trade with him to get something in return?
They could do one if that interested them. They have the ability. I've not sensed that's been something for them. Because remember, somebody else has to want to give up something of value, and I think teams – you know, there's teams who can sign Schroeder, probably not certainly at the number that he could have had with the Lakers. But I haven't gotten the sense, since free agency's really gotten rolling, that there have been a lot of sign-and-trade scenarios. Again, if the Lakers are going to take somebody on and they're in the tax, and remember that player is going to cost them exponentially more because of the tax bill, you know, you've got to think that the guy whose contract is probably going to be two or three times what he makes on your tax bill, is that worth taking on? I don't think they feel like they've got to give up something of great quality to bring in Dennis Schroeder now. They can sign him if they have their mid-level exception, that taxpayer mid-level, which is around $6 million. They can sign him to that.
Is there any chance that an owner could just say, I don't care about the tax ramifications? Like Steve Ballmer has how many billions and billions of dollars that, like the Yankees, they just said, we don't care what the luxury tax is. Could you see an NBA owner going rogue and just saying, hey, go, I'll pay it. I blow through the stop sign.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. I mean, Golden State's tax bill has been enormous. I mean, they brought in Kelly Oubre last year And his salary, I think he cost them, I'm trying to remember, just Oubre's salary was over, I think, $50 million when you put the tax. That's commitment. That's a lot of money for Kelly Oubre. In a year where you know you're not going to win the title without Klay Thompson last year. Listen, Brooklyn's tax bill is going to be enormous. The Lakers are going to be, and Steve Ballmer and with the Clippers once they re-sign Kawhi Leonard. So I think teams have gone significantly in it. You know, if you remember Prokhorov in Brooklyn early on with the Nets, they didn't have success. It was no object to them. So I think we've seen it. You know, I guess it's all relative to, you know, how astronomical it goes. But there comes a point where you're locked in by the cap or you just can't. You can't just keep adding big salaries. You're essentially the cap doesn't work necessarily that way where you get locked in at certain slots. And so you're just paying, you know, a ton of tax for a guy making $3 or $4 or $5 or $6 million. That doesn't mean he's a great player and it makes any sense to do it.
Did you trademark Woj?
No, not that I know of.
You should probably do it today.
Why? Is something happening?
Well, I don't know. I just think you just go with one name. Like I think you've earned that. Sting, Prince, Madonna, Woj.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it in that grouping, but yeah, that's something I'll check into this afternoon, Dan. Not a bad idea.
Okay, not this morning, but this afternoon you will.
That's right, after lunch.
And trademark Woj Bomb too.
Well, there you go. Okay, right. Okay. I hadn't thought of any of these things. Thanks, Dan.
All right, thank you, Woj. That's
all right, be well. Take care.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.